information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
The beautiful music of Julie Newmark. This is Dime Store Halo, julienewmarkmusic.com, leading us in. Do-it-yourself cleaning, the green way. We all talk about it. But then we get to the store and sometimes we still buy what we're used to, those chemical cleaners. We are going to simplify this for you today with simple do-it-yourself recipes for non-toxic cleaners or cleaners and cleansers. But by the way, that's low cost, right, Holly? That means that's cost efficient as well? Because sometimes I see the price tags.
Yeah, that's the side effect. If you can put in the effort and you can just shift that paradigm, not only are you going to be reducing exposure to toxic chemicals for you and your family, you are going to be helping the environment, and I swear, if you just get into a little extra effort, you're going to be helping the your budget too, which is awesome. This is how we like to roll here.
It is, but okay, I'm a cardiologist. Is some of these cleaners and stuff, are they really that toxic? I mean, are we blowing this out? Is it really that big a problem?
Here's my deal. Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not like your cleaners are the only thing in this lifetime that you are exposed to. You are exposed to plastics and pesticides and car exhausts and soaps and emulsifiers and your household cleaning products and your health and beauty aids. It's not like we're all sort of set up for like, I'm going to date myself here, a Silkwood type of exposure or a Chernobyl type of exposure. It is that we've got low level exposure on a daily basis. These things are fat soluble. They have been proven to disrupt our hormone system, our endocrine system. They're called endocrine disruptors, and they accumulate over time. So in my opinion, if we can give education out there to reduce exposure along the way, there's always going to be exposure every single day. That's passive, and we can't help it. I can take the best hike here in Los Angeles, but I get to the top of the mountain and I was like, oh, is that what I've been breathing in the entire time? That's a very nice color of green, but that's crazy for air quality. Okay.
Yeah.
So my feeling is like, let's help people reduce exposure.
Where do we start? Because I tell you, a lot of people, I just talk about that and they don't feel like they have enough brain power. They feel like it's going to be such a big project. And you know, the key to starting is always at the beginning, but a simple way to start and really, I love this idea of just decreasing little bits at a time all your exposure, because it does, it sums up.
It's empowerment, because at least you can do something. And I'm going to give my folks and my friends at Environmental Working Group .org, it's EWG.org, a nod, because if people just go to EWG.org, they will have a resource for all things environmental and environmentally friendly and quick, easy, and inexpensive. But let me just get you started here. These are things that you probably already have in your cupboard, in your pantry, and in your refrigerator. I'm going to give you some specific recipes along the way, but distilled white vinegar has been proven to remove soap scum, grease, mineral deposits, and it can also act as a deodorizer. Baking soda, okay? As we know, it absorbs odors, and it also can be a mild abrasive. Lemons are amazing when it comes to cleaning and do-it-yourself natural cleansers. Yeah, it fights mineral scum. It can fight grease. It's awesome. Hydrogen peroxide. You know, I like my whites white. I do. So I used to be one of those folks unconsciously that would just do a bleach load. And then as I start, you know, we know better, we do better. Maya Angelou says it. When you know better, hopefully, right, we do better. Right. Hydrogen peroxide is what I use in my whites to make those whites whiter.
And so you don't bleach? You don't bleach?
I do not. No bleach. Absolutely. In your house. No way, no how, no more.
I've seen your clothes. They shine. Your whites shine. I've seen your clothes. I've been friends with you for years. I would have assumed
that's just my aura. That's my aura. It has nothing to do with hydrogen peroxide.
It's not your karma.
I promise. Hopefully. Okay, so let's look at very specific recipes. All right, so the toilet bowl cleanser. I mean, whether you have the cleanest diet or not, I think that we're always going to have to scrub our toilet at least every month or so, okay? Here's a lovely recipe. 1 cup water, preferably distilled, 1 cup baking soda, 1 cup liquid Castile soap, and you can get that at a health food store, Whole Foods or what have you, a fourth of a cup of white vinegar, and that's basically it. A bottle, just a clear bottle with a spout, a glass bottle if you can, just to reduce the plastic use. And it is absolutely amazing. It's cost effective and it is great. It does the job.
Holly, I'm feeling a blog coming on. So I'm going to blog this out. I'm going to ask Holly for this recipe. I'll get this out on Radio MD's website because this is exactly what I'm talking about. We're a good place to start, right? Just buy the empty bottle and a sprayer, mix this stuff up, and you got a good home cleaner for an incredibly low price. So I'm going to get this out on the Radio MD blog right away.
Well, I appreciate it. I do, because I could blog it too, and it would save the middleman. You'd be the middleman. You can do other things, like write our next radio show. But let me go to two other things, okay? Because I think this is important. An all-purpose cleaner, okay? Because you know, you've got your bathroom sinks, you've got the kitchen countertops. What can you use there? A half a teaspoon of soda, okay? This is washing soda, so like a soda water. A dab of liquid soap, and 2 cups of very hot tap water. You combined all the ingredients in a spray bottle, like I said, preferably glass, shake until the washing soda has dissolved, apply, and then wipe off with a sponge or a rag. Now, for tough dirt, you can leave the cleanser on and just kind of let it work at it for a few minutes, and then you wipe it off. I use this all the time. I have this sort of, you know, you kind of have to make it on the spot because you want that very hot tap water because the heat does act as a dissolving agent. But yeah, but it's water, right? It's like, so you have to make it on the spot, but hey, it's water. And then I want to give you a window cleanser.
Hold on, quick question. So the all-purpose is not glass then? Is the all-purpose glass as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say try to source that glass water bottle. You know, any store that sells essential oils, usually they have those purple distilled, you know, purple glass bottles with a spray top because you can. Mm-hmm. That's the vehicle to spray the essential oils when you add that with distilled water, and that's what I use. And I have transformed my cupboards. You can actually add some of the essential oils to any of these things, but because the vinegar definitely has like a, you know, it's going to smell like vinegar a little bit, but you can cut that with a little lavender oil. I mean, you can do it. This is all about do it yourself, meaning you can taper it to what your needs are and what your preferences are. One more. So how about a window cleanser? This is a fourth a cup of vinegar, a half a teaspoon of liquid soap. Okay. So I use the Castile soap all the time. 2 cups of water and put it in a spray bottle. So basically the best thing and the key to this window cleanser is when you spray it on the window in the spray bottle, you shake it up, okay, you blend it, you spray it on your windows, it's the newspaper. Using recycled newspaper, that, and the shelf life for this is indefinite. It's awesome. It's great.
My dad used to use newspaper. He cleaned the car windows for it. And I always was waiting for the inks to come off, but they never did. And it was gritty enough that it really pulled that stuff off. And I just remember that. We've gotten away from that. Now what do? We just throw them away.
Yeah. It's amazing. There's so many things.
So I want to go through a quick summary here. So we're going to, Dr. Holly, you're going to throw a blog up on Radio MD with these exact recipes. So we got that taken care of. So listeners, if you didn't quite get those all down, we're going to get those up on the blog right away for you. It's not just about the actual toxic cleaners, but the overall exposure that we're getting from everything. So one place we can cut this, all these toxins, is by getting the household cleaners all straight. And then these things don't concentrate and build up in our systems as much. And as you said, it's low cost, available from white vinegar, baking soda, lemons, and peroxide. Easy. EWG.org is our educational website for this. This is the environmentalworkinggroup.org is a great site to go for this. Check out the blog again for the actual recipes at radiomd.com.